This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This podcast is about left-wing censorship through economic sabotage. You know, the intolerant left hates the fact that there are independent voices and independent thinkers that still exist in society today, in fact, are winning in many cases, and that are dominant on the internet and on talk radio and so on. And the left, being an intolerant, totalitarian kind of cult regime, they simply cannot tolerate anyone disagreeing with them or having a different point of view. They claim to be all about diversity, but they're not. They're about obedience, and they demand your obedience. And if you're not obedient, they will destroy you in every way possible. Now, they control, of course, Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And they engage in direct censorship through those internet giants. You know, Google shut us off for, I think, 6 days a while back, and they've been censoring lots of independent thinkers. I'm talking about independent media, even on the left and on the right, conservative and liberal, both. They've been censoring their economic revenue stream. And this is the new tactic of the left, is to not just directly censor you, but to go after your revenue models, to go after your advertisers. And right now, Sean Hannity, for example, has been targeted by Media Matters. Media Matters is, let's face it, the most evil, anti-free speech, anti-America organization in existence. Well, maybe right up there with the SPLC, the so-called Southern Poverty Law Center. Both of these, they hate America, and they are trying to destroy independent voices or conservative voices. Anybody who disagrees with the narratives of the left is being targeted by these two groups and labeled hate groups and censored. And so Sean Hannity has been very viciously attacked recently with an organized, well-funded campaign to try to generate hate toward Sean Hannity's advertisers. So they've been running these campaigns, organizing the ability for people to fill out a form, and it will email their complaint to all these companies that advertise on Fox News or advertise on Sean Hannity's show and so on. And then those groups get easily intimidated, and then they pull out their ads. And it's, what's that coffee maker, Keurig or something? I've never even heard of them until this thing came up. But companies like Ford and so on have been pulling out of these ads because they've been intimidated by this Media Matters campaign. Now, this, regardless of what you think about Sean Hannity and his show or his views, the point is this is economic sabotage for a political purpose. This is an organized boycott of their advertisers. Now, of course, we participated in boycotts of companies like Kellogg's when they funded efforts to block GMO labeling laws in California and Oregon, for example. But that's not for a pure political purpose. That's not left versus right. That's about a consumer transparency issue. That's, we have the right to know what's in our food. And people on the left and on the right agree with that principle, and libertarians agree with that principle. Free market has to have free information. Otherwise, how can you make a decision as an informed consumer in a free marketplace if you don't have accurate information about what you're buying? So food labeling is a fundamental mechanism of a free market society, and that's why it's supported by so many people across the political spectrum. So when evil companies like Kellogg's try to block accurate labeling of their products, of course, we go after them, but that's for a justified reason. Those are the cases where we have announced boycotts. It's been very limited. We never go after someone, we never announce a boycott on someone because of their political affiliation. That is not a justified reason. You know, we don't try to destroy their free speech just because they happen to be, you know, different from us on political views. And by the way, we don't fit in a political box anyway. A lot of our views at Natural News, some of them are progressive, some of them are conservative, some of them are libertarian. You know, I've been very public and open about this. For example, I'm not opposed to, gay people being married. That's to me, that's just, I don't even think the state should be involved in that. That's a personal, private thing. But people can love whoever they want, as far as I'm concerned. As long as they're not children, we're not talking about pedophilia or marrying animals or things like that. See, I'm a libertarian on that issue, a social libertarian. But that's just an example. So this economic warfare targeting conservatives is really vicious. These organized efforts against Sean Hannity are vicious. But I've experienced the same kind of thing, you know. Of course, Natural News has been just viciously attacked and lied about and smeared year after year after year by people who are paid by the CDC. We now know that the CDC has bankrolled some of the organizations that are the loudest critics of the Health Ranger and Natural News. It's all been pro-vaccine propaganda money being pushed into the pockets of these people. Also, of course, the GMO group, the biotech industry, has been behind a lot of the efforts to try to silence and defame me personally. So, you know, we've had to fight back against those people, and we've exposed their wife-beating nature. So, I mean, literally exposed one person as being a wife-beater. We got a hold of his divorce documents. But you see, we wouldn't go do that against just a political candidate that we oppose politically. We don't go out and go after somebody just because they're a Democrat or a Republican. These kinds of tactics have to be used very sparingly against people who are really, truly evil, who are deceptive, who are lying, waging personal smear attacks, spreading totally false information, and who are working for evil, evil corporations like Monsanto, for example, probably the most evil corporation in the world. And I think most people would agree with that on the right and the left. So now they're targeting Sean Hannity, and they've also targeted InfoWars, by the way. Let me give you a little piece on this. So InfoWars, their revenue stream is largely based on their product sales. And their products, you know, they're InfoWars branded products. And so somebody's been buying their products and sending them to this lab in California. I think it's called CEM, if I'm not mistaken. And CEM claims to have found, I think, 143 parts per billion lead in their caveman product, right? Which they say is over three times the daily limit based on Prop 65, which has a limit of 0.5 micrograms of total intake based on the serving size on the label, which, if I remember correctly, is 21 grams for the InfoWars product. Well, As I publicly committed to do, I decided to buy their product myself and test it in my lab, which is ISO accredited, by the way, making our lab more authoritative than almost all other labs in the United States, because most labs are not accredited. It takes 2 years to get accredited. We're talking about inspections, audits, on-site, proof of competency, all kinds of things, and a ton of paperwork. So we are ISO accredited. ISO stands for the International Standards Organization. As a laboratory, it's called Section 17025, by the way. And so we went ahead and acquired this caveman product from InfoWars. Well, we bought it online, actually. We bought it on Amazon. And then I tested it on our ICP-MS, which is the heavy metals or elemental detection instrument. And we tested it five times. I ran five samples through there because I didn't want to be wrong with just one sample or anything. I ran five samples through there. Now, the California lab claims 143 parts per billion lead or thereabouts. Guess how much lead we found in InfoWars product? I think it was 47 parts per billion on average. That's it. 47 parts per billion. So that's about roughly one third of what the California lab was claiming. Now, is the California lab lying? Maybe. Obviously, they have a different physical canister than the canister I have because we didn't share the same canister. How could we? I bought my canister on Amazon.com. But I find it highly unlikely that one canister would contain only 43 parts per billion, which is what we tested, or 47, I'm sorry, which is what we tested, versus another canister that the California lab tested and claims 143 or 300% more, basically. I find that highly unlikely, and I suspect that the California laboratory is lying. That's what I suspect. I can't prove it because I don't have their canister, but I strongly suspect that's the case. Now, it would be consistent with this attack, this onslaught against the revenue streams of independent media, of which InfoWars is a part, by the way, and Sean Hannity is a part, and Natural News is a part. And even though I don't agree with InfoWars on everything they do, and frankly, you know, Alex hasn't treated me very nicely over the years at all. But if I see somebody that I think is lying about InfoWars products, and I have a lab, I can do heavy metals testing, and we're certified and validated, guess what? I'm going to test it. And if InfoWars is being falsely accused, I'm going to go ahead and go public with that fact in the defense of the independent media. And that's what I'm doing right now. In fact, I'm planning to film a video with a chart and everything on this, but who knows? Never know if I have enough time to do everything I want to do. The point is, the push is on to silence all independent voices by cutting off their revenue streams. Now, this has happened on YouTube. How many independent media people do you know? I mean, I know lots of them who used to be making easily $5,000, $7,000, sometimes $10,000 a month as an individual, just on YouTube advertising. And guess what that's been cut down to now? In many cases, under $1,000 a month, because their videos have been demonetized. And so all these people are desperately looking for alternative revenue sources, and many of them are turning to innovative products. And of course, then those products get attacked by the very same groups that have been calling for censorship of these people. So you see, it's an organized campaign using economic sabotage to try to destroy the revenue models for all voices that oppose globalism or oppose Hillary Clinton or oppose leftism, which is a cult. Leftism is a dangerous, dangerous cult at this point. And one way you know it's a cult is because it demands absolute obedience to its false beliefs. It's very cult-like. You know, if you're in a cult, you have to apparently totally agree with everything in that cult, or you get attacked or you get kicked out or whatever. But this cult, the Democrat cult, they can't even stand for people to have a voice that disagrees with them. They need absolute dominance, totalitarian control over all forms of speech, including talk radio, the internet, you know, television news, cable news, social media, everything. They want absolute conformity and obedience, and they are weaponizing everything. Remember when the IRS was weaponized with Lois Lerner to make sure that these conservative nonprofits weren't granted nonprofit status under the Obama administration? This is all part of the weaponization and silencing of free speech. And this is what the left does. Their tactics are evil. Now, let's cover, in the last few minutes here, let's cover what you can do to stop this or to combat this. Number one, get all your information from independent media sources. You know, Natural News is one great source, but you can find many sources at censored.news. And there we harvest and show you the near real-time headlines from many different independent media websites, including The Gateway Pundit, Activist Post, shtfplan.com, The Daily Sheeple, SGT Report, many others. That's where you should be getting your information, because it is the best journalism happening today anywhere on the planet is the independent media. Secondly, financially support the independent media. So when you see an independent media website selling products, I encourage you to really go out of your way to buy those products, even if you don't get the free prime shipping on Amazon.com. And I got to tell you, what I do, when I need something, I'm going to buy something, I will check on Amazon.com just to make sure they have it, but then I will intentionally try to find some other independent media source that's selling that product, even if I have to pay more for it. So you see, that is absolutely key, is being willing to pay a little bit more for the independent media, because the independent media cannot compete economically with the efficiencies and automation of Amazon.com and the free prime shipping. It's impossible to compete with, because Amazon has a warehouse in every state. And so they get local shipping rates in every state, practically. Whereas some small operation like us, you know, we only have one warehouse. It's in Texas. So if we ship to Texas, it costs us very little. If we ship to New York or California, which is where a ton of our customers are, then it costs us a lot. So you have to, if you're going to commit to financially supporting the independent media, it's important to be willing to spend a couple bucks more. Just consider it a donation for a good cause. That's what I do. I go out and I buy from these websites, and I click on the advertisers on these websites, and I buy from them deliberately, even if I have to pay more, even if I have to fill out a new order shopping cart, you know, whatever. I do it because I believe in the independent media, and I don't want to send more money to Jeff Bezos and the globalists at Amazon.com. And by the way, they're trying to take over the pharmaceutical business now. They're going to start selling pharmaceuticals. So Amazon.com is going to be the drug dealer for America. Just get ready for that. That's coming, because they know that's billions of dollars a year. They're going to try to be the pharmacy for everybody. So Amazon.com is going to be selling all the psychiatric drugs that cause suicidal behavior in kids, or shooting up the schools. They're going to be selling the opioid drugs. They're going to be selling all the toxic chemotherapy drugs. Amazon.com is going to be poisoning America for profit. That's the new revenue model for Jeff Bezos. So don't support them. And finally, because the independent media is systematically censored, it's crucial that you help the independent media share content. Even if you share it on Facebook, it's going to get censored. So it's important to tell people about it verbally. It's important to email people with links. It's important to tweet and retweet links. It's important to use alternative vectors of information sharing to get this truth out there, because we, the independent media, we are systematically censored by Google, Facebook, even Twitter in many cases, YouTube, of course, many other vectors. So the only way that we have a voice is when people share our content. We are dedicated to the truth. We're not 100% accurate, but we strive to be accurate all the time. We don't intentionally ever mislead people or lie to people like the mainstream media does. They do it on purpose all the time. They fabricate stories. They are fake news. We are real news. We're not perfect, but we strive for accuracy and honesty in every story. So if you support that notion, support us. We're Natural News and News Target and other websites. Naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.